This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
We have a brother who's asking about doing multiple umrahs in one visit. You know, a lot of people go to Mecca and they say, hey, well, I'm here, might as well, since let's say if I consider myself as a person who lives in Mecca, can I do multiple umrahs in one visit?
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, rasulullah. There is no harm for a person to do multiple umrah in the travel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-umrah to al-umrah kaffaratun lima baynahuma. From one umrah to another, it will expiate all the sins in between. Al-umrah in itself, it's a good act of worship. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tabi'u bayna al-hajj wal-umrah, increase your hajj and umrah. So it, in general, as in the general sense, it's allowed. Al-ulama rahimahullah said, is it allowed for the person to make multiple one in the same trip? Okay. We know Aisha radiallahu anha, she made two umrah in the trip with the Prophet, and it was between them about 20 days. So that led a big discussion among the fuqaha. There is a time, a minimum time. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah and others said, between the two umrah for men, it has to be a time where you are allowed your hair to grow, because what are you going to shave if you do that? But there is no really solid proof, except that it's not a common practice among the early generation that they will do multiple umrah. Even some of the tabi'een said, better for you than doing multiple umrah is to make multiple tawaf around the Kaaba. Like some of the same said, the steps and the time you waste going to a tan'im and coming back, you could have made so many tawaf around the Kaaba, and that will be more ajr for you. Some of the scholars said that from the successor, from the tabi'een and the atba' al-tabi'een. And it's many narrations like that. For me, it is allowed, especially, as some of the fuqaha said, for the afaqiyin, especially for the people who come from far. And it's hard for them to come back. Also, especially if someone will do umrah on behalf of someone else, like your parents never did umrah or somebody passed away, so tikrar al-umrah. But if you do that, make sure you don't shave your head in the first umrah, you know. Or if you're going to wait, you're going to go to Medina and come back, for example, by the time your head grows a little bit. What if somebody forgot and shaved his head, and now he did umrah and my hair is completely shaved? Yumr al-mus, al-fuqaha rahimahullah said, shave again, you know, whatever there. And some even narration that Ibn Umar radiallahu an, that he took a little bit from his beard, and he said the reason for that because he doesn't have hair on his head at that time because he's just shaved. So in any case, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us always to visit Mecca and to do umrah. It's such a beautiful thing to do.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.
Yeah, sure.
Barakallahu fiik. That was very good.